This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your barbarous living. We would like to extend our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude to each of you for once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, we would once again remind you that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will once again find it quite easy as a result of the energy that you have created for you to utter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to be involved in that telepathic or silent communication. And once again, as well, the information that you receive in that process and in that interaction is many times much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that meditative state, to be involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But as always, while we encourage, we would suggest that that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, it's rather interesting that we're into, as far as your so-called expression of time is concerned, an era that for many was considered to not be possible or to continue to exist. You have entered into and completed that transition through your so-called measured time of 2012 into what we like to refer to as the new age and new energy. An alteration that you have been involved in for the past 25 years of your measure of time. A subtle transition in the energy that you utilize to create and to sustain this vibrational level that you choose to exist and to experience in. A very subtle transition of the energy that, as we have suggested, will make it possible, and for many is making it possible, to consciously influence and to create your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called history or in your past. An alteration in the energy that you utilize and exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. It's a very subtle energy, and it's a very subtle change in the energy. And for many, a change that is at best very difficult to perceive, and for many as well, a change that in their particular beliefs and belief systems is not possible and does not exist. And as we have suggested so many times, there's nothing right or wrong about a certain belief system other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. So there's certainly nothing wrong with accepting or not accepting that you've had a change in the energy that makes up your vibrational level. Once again, the irony of it is that many of those entities who will steadfastly refuse to accept the responsibility for the creation of your reality, or that they have even the possibility to influence the creation of your reality, will, as they go through their so-called incarnational periods, in all likelihood reincarnate and bring with them the understanding that indeed it is possible to consciously influence and to create your reality in a manner that once again has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or your history. And many of those entities that are coming into your particular era, if you wish, into this new age and new energy, are bringing with them that understanding. And as we have suggested, you like to refer to them as the so-called indigo children. These are not new entities, once again, who are suddenly experiencing some type of existence in your earth system, in your vibrational level, but rather entities that have been experienced other incarnational periods and are simply reincarnating. It's difficult to explain how there are really no so-called new entities in your vibrational level, yet entities choose to come and go from your vibrational level continuously. It's difficult to give an explanation for, because in your awakened consciousness state you believe in your concept of time and space. You believe that if someone were to enter your vibrational level in your so-called present experience and present moment in time, somehow they don't exist in your so-called past. And yet the past is an illusion, it doesn't really exist. You exist in the now. Entities that enter and leave your vibrational level experience the entire existence. And so a new entity, what you might refer to as a new entity, is an entity that evolved in your creation from the beginning of your existence within this vibrational level. Because you see, once again, time and space are illusionary. It's a concept that defies explanation. So like attempting to explain who and what you truly are. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist other than what you experience in your awakened consciousness state, and to some extent in your altered states of consciousness. As long as you continue to exist and to maintain an existence within the vibrational level, you agree to participate in, to facilitate the perpetuation of this belief in time and space. They're illusions. Not insignificant, in fact, they're very significant, because they give you this impression that you're not in control of your so-called future, and that you somehow don't have the capacity to alter your past. Neither of those statements are true, but nonetheless, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, they are one of these so-called human consciousness belief systems that are almost impossible for you to satisfy while you maintain existence within this vibrational level, because you see, you agree. You enter into this vibrational level and agree to those so-called human consciousness belief systems to maintain and to sustain them. It's your choice. It's not something that you're subjected to. It's not something that you must participate in, but something that you choose to participate in order to experience the illusionary realities and the immense and intense range of emotions and feelings that are possible for you to become involved in and to experience when you exist within this vibrational level while in your awakened consciousness state, maintaining that understanding or at least that belief that you're not in control and that time and space are real and that your past is something that has occurred and something that you can look back upon and reflect upon and that you can utilize as you plan your future without really understanding in your awakened consciousness state and in other levels of your consciousness in this vibrational level that they are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so explanation and some type of a valid description of what the now is without this concept of time and space becomes virtually impossible to explain through the utilization of some type of vocabulary. You can go with inside the attribute and you can experience realities where time and space become an illusion, where you can understand the illusionary aspect. You can, in an altered state of consciousness, get glimpses of what it is to experience huge so-called concepts and spaces of time in a very compressed and very limited time space in your so-called awakened consciousness reality, referral and expression of time. Each of you becomes involved in that process when you enter into your so-called dream state and into your deep dream state, particularly when you become proficient at what we refer to as lucid dreaming, maintaining some type of your awake consciousness state, awareness of your consciousness while you're involved in that deep dream state. And you can get a glimpse of a reality that exists without the limitations of the concept of time and space. It's illusionary. It doesn't really exist. And yet, in your awake and conscious state, it's one of the most difficult belief systems for you to set aside. And so it becomes very difficult to give an explanation of these so-called new entities that are not really new, who are experiencing the now concept of your entire existence in this vibrational level, while seemingly only entering into it, if you wish, at this point in time. Once again, it almost defies explanation. Your vibrational level exists because you as entities existing within your vibrational level choose to maintain and to sustain the illusionary realities. This vibrational level, you choose to put it in place, you choose to exist within it, and you choose to put in any limitations or any possibilities that you experience and that exist within your vibrational level. And so this new age and new energy is as a result of your human consciousness choice. It's not something that's been thrust upon you. It's not something that some other entity has decided that you are now somehow in a position where you can better utilize conscious creation, understanding and process. Absolutely not. Your choice. Your choice to continue to exist within this vibrational level and to continue to exist in this vibrational level with certain alteration of the energy that allows you to once again consciously influence and create your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. we have within your concept of time and this particular incarnational period for the last half of your so-called transition period into this new age and new energy suggested that the choice to believe that conscious creation is possible and that you have the capacity to influence your reality consciously and to correct your reality from a conscious position is your choice. It's an individual choice that you can make. There are many entities existing within your reality once again who will not choose to believe that it's possible. And as a result, continue to create in a manner that is what we refer to as a position of default. You see, to make a choice to not accept the responsibility for your reality is to still make a choice. You choose the reality. If you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. Once again, that spark of consciousness that you are will give that to you, will validate what it is that you believe. If you choose to believe that there are other guides or entities or angels or some god that's influencing and creating your reality for you, you will indeed create all types of scenarios and realities to validate that belief system. And indeed, you will have all types of experiences where you can point at it and say, there, that validates that I'm right. That validates my beliefs and my belief systems. Because you see, this is not a right or wrong concept. This is not good or bad, something that you must or must not do. If you choose to believe you're not in control, that's your choice. To suggest that you don't have the capacity or the opportunity to make that choice would be to suggest that you don't have the opportunity or capacity to make any other choice as well. You can have it. It's not a right or wrong. If that's what you desire, go for it. The spark of consciousness that you are will create the reality, not only will, but does create the reality that you desire and validate your belief systems without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong and rejoices in that creation process. When we first begin to interact once again in this incarnational period, and we suggested that you are involved in a transition and an alteration of the energy that makes up your vibrational level, we also suggested that if you choose to believe and if you choose to become involved in the conscious creation process, that you can't go back. You can't go back and suggest that, well, I'm not being very successful at this, so I don't like it. You will always come back to the understanding and the acceptance that this reality is your creation. It becomes very difficult to pass off the responsibility for the interactions that you're involved in when you begin to understand that those particular interactions, those particular activities that you're involved in are simply realities that you have chosen to participate in to validate the beliefs that you hold to allow you to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are involved in those particular realities, in those experiences. Now, if it's what you refer to in your so-called awakened consciousness state is a very desirable or joyful experience, then accepting responsibility becomes a very easy prospect. If, however, it's not so desirable, then accepting the responsibility becomes much more difficult, absolutely. When one is experiencing a less than desirable reality, it's much easier to question why were you chosen, rather than to question what do I believe that's responsible for this reality. As we have suggested many times, change your belief and change your reality. We've also suggested many times that many of those beliefs you have chosen in your so-called altered state of consciousness, in what you might refer to as a between incarnational state, as possibilities to be experienced within a particular reality and within a particular incarnational period. And as a result of the choices and decisions that you have made, and as a result of the desires and the expectations, as a result of emotions and feelings, you have taken what was a possibility and turned it into a probability. And as a result of that alteration of the energy, you have indeed created the reality to validate a belief or a belief system that you may have chosen in a much, much more altered state of consciousness than what it would be in your so-called awakened consciousness state. What we're suggesting is that in the new age and new energy, that it's possible for you to influence those realities. It's possible for you to influence those belief systems in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past or your history. Not impossible, but very difficult. Much easier in your so-called new age and new energy. The creation process remains the same. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. What we're suggesting is that when you choose to have the understanding that it's possible for you to consciously create your reality, that number one, it's very difficult for you to put aside that chart and go back to your so-called old beliefs or belief systems. Not impossible, but difficult. And as a result of that choice and that understanding, many times your reality begins to change. Relationships can change, interactions with other entities will change, the way you respond to and the way others respond to you can change. And it's not something that you would look upon and wonder what was occurring. You begin to understand that you have altered what it is that you believe. And it's difficult to go back. But when you begin to understand in this new age and new energy and this conscious belief system, then you begin to consciously as well become aware of how your thoughts and feelings can influence your attitudes, spontaneous attitudes that occur when you're involved in an interaction with other entities. How your thoughts and feelings influence your choices and decisions in a manner that was much more difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. How you begin to understand as well that your choices and decisions have an influence upon your beliefs or your belief systems, upon your attitudes, in a manner, once again, that was difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. In this new age and new energy, how your desires and imagination can be much more vivid and much more achievable as a result of paying attention to those spontaneous attitudes. You begin to understand how your desires and your imagination are influenced, and how your expectation is influenced by the emotions and feelings that you contain and express in your awakened consciousness state. The creation process is not about to change. Your reality is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold. but in the new age and new energy, and for some you've been experiencing this for some time, your attitudes and your beliefs are influenced, once again, by the emotions and feelings that you hold. Emotions and feelings that can have a much more dramatic impact upon the beliefs, a much more dramatic impact upon your expectations, a much more dramatic impact upon your choices and decisions. So you pay attention to how it is that you feel, what your emotion is, how it can influence and does influence your reality, and how it can and does and will influence your reality in a manner, once again, that has been more difficult for you to accomplish in your past. How your emotions and the feelings that you utilize when you are making your choices and decisions influence the reality and impact your interactions with others on a day-to-day basis in a manner that is much more intense, has much more success in conscious creation than what it was possible for you to achieve in your so-called past. Now, when one looks at conscious creation and how one's emotions and feelings and desires and your choices and decisions influence your reality, it's the typical so-called awake human consciousness concept to say, look at all of the positive realities that I cannot create. This concept of what's good or bad, once again, is an awake human consciousness concept. And when you begin to believe, and you begin to hold the belief that your choices and your decisions, the thoughts and feelings that you have, the expectations that you hold, and do have a stronger impact upon your creation process, understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, whether it's good or bad, whether or not you should create or not create that reality in terms of what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that creates your reality does so from a position of absolute unconditional love and does not place upon it any type of judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And so when you hold what you would refer to as negative emotions, negative feelings, when you make negative choices and decisions, and you have the negative expectations, understand that the creation process, once again, does not judge if that's good or bad for you, but gives to you that which you desire. And so the negative or positive is a choice that you make. It's a choice that you can make consciously to influence your reality, once again, in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. But understand that negative emotion, that negative feelings, those negative choices and decisions, those negative attitudes create realities that give to you realities that you expect to occur from a negative position, that your spark of consciousness is creating joyously without judging whether it's a good or bad, positive or negative, right or wrong. That's an awake human consciousness concept. And so conscious creation is not a particular type of creation that you can simply say, well, now here we can consciously create, so that's the end of all of my negative realities and my negative experiences. If that's what you desire,
If you believe that you are not worthy, if you believe that it's not possible for you to create positive realities, if you continue to hold, for example, beliefs and belief systems that certain types of experiences are very difficult for you to achieve, then the spark of consciousness that you are will give you that creation and will give it to you from a position of where your conscious thoughts and feelings have been influencing the creation in a manner that has not been as easy for you to accomplish in your so-called past. Pay attention, as we have suggested many, many times, to your spontaneous attitude. Pay attention to the emotions. Pay attention to what it is that you desire. Pay attention to your expectations. Like who you are. Why, we have suggested many, many times that liking who you are, strengthening your character so that you can love yourself consciously, allows you to have an impact upon this creation process where you have an expectation to create the realities that you desire, has always had a capacity and always influenced your reality. In this new age and new energy, that influence, that impact upon your creation process is stronger than ever, should you choose to believe. So pay attention. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Accept to bring into your reality those particular elements of creation that you desire. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitude. Pay attention to the thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions that you utilize in your creation process. It's all there. It's all so easy to understand. You have but to believe. You have but to believe. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you have put in place an alteration of the energy that makes the illusion much easier for you to understand and to alter and to manipulate from your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion that you have chosen to be involved in. Every aspect of your existence within this vibrational level is illusionary. Doesn't mean insignificant. It's important to understand that it's not insignificant, but it's an illusion. If you don't like the experience, alter the beliefs. Alter the beliefs by understanding, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, your emotions. Pay attention to your attitude, spontaneous attitudes that spring from your beliefs. Pay attention to what it is that you truly believe and have the expectation that you can bring into your reality, so that if you don't like it, you can change it. Pay attention to the emotions that you utilize, that are involved in the interactions, the physical activities that you involve in, the emotions that you feel, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your expectations, and what it is that you truly desire. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what you are. You are all that is. You create your reality without exception. You create each and every aspect of your entire existence, not only in this vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels that you choose to experience.
You choose. It is your creation, absolutely and entirely. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding at some time during your so-called experience, and we utilize that term of time with tongue in cheek, because time does not really exist. But at some time, you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who you are and of your reality creation process. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else is illusionary. Everything else is your creation. Everything else is within your capacity to alter. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Literally. You are, should you continue in your so-called current belief system, about to experience some transitions in your so-called technological fields, where entities involved in that technological aspect of creation are about to discover, if you wish to utilize that terminology of discover, are about to discover that utilizing some type of a liquid to store and transfer bits of information will indeed transform your so-called technological experience one more step that will be as advanced seemingly as what it was with the accomplishment of and creation of your so-called technological involvement and creation process that you have been involved in for the last so-called 15 or 20 of your years, the creations of your types of personal communication and interaction and stores of information and exchange of information. Should you continue upon this present belief system and this belief in the possibilities of transition, you will once again develop, and for some of you to utilize the term of discover, the possibilities to store those bits of energy, and those bits of pieces of information in a liquid compound which will surpass the so-called technological revolution that you're involved in now by tenfold. It will open up understandings of the creation process in a manner that has been difficult for you to experience in your so-called past. As a result of your entering into the new age and new energy, these opportunities exist and will, should you once again continue upon your present belief systems, be experienced in your so-called near future. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is an illusion. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid you farewell with love and with peace.